Welcome to A Book Beyond Time and Book.
Books.
Books.
Today books, is the books. Longest chapter of books, a day books. Called Today.
Books.
Books. They'll fuck your mother.
Books.
Books.
The greatest adventure books, of books, all, books. Reading a book on your stomach.
Read like you'll die right here, right now.
Books.
Books, 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 books.
I hope I die getting my head closed in a big book.
3, 2, 1.
Welcome back to Book Fair.
You took a sip when I got to 2.
Yeah, it felt right.
I counted down from 10 and you said, okay, time. For a sip.
I heard you get past 7.
Totally.
And I was like, no, I wanna ride the line.
You have time.
Yeah.
Yeah, you could do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's exciting. That's a good way to start. Yeah.
If it was a glug.
It was a super quick sip. If I hadn't called you out about it.
No one would have known. No, you absolutely threw me off.
No one
would have known. From down here is great.
Yeah. You can see the sky.
And cars. And wheels.
And the bottom of the bus.
And mostly I can see the pipes on the bottom of the bus.
You're like someone who was fixing the bus, and then the bus started moving, and you were on that little rolly thing, and you went to school.
How many people do you think have traveled, like, cross-country because they were just accidentally under the car when it started moving, and then they clung on?
Across the entire country?
I mean, I guess I would take a day's worth of travel.
I think some have made it all the way across the country. I think even at stops, they've been like, okay, I should tell them that I'm under here, but I got to go get a snack while they're eating, and then they go back to get their little rolly thing, and the car goes again. Yeah, I think that happened 6 or 7 times. I think even overnight sometimes, yeah, they fall asleep from being so tired, and then as soon as they wake up, the car's leaving.
Honk, honk. Beep, beep. Did I ever tell you my great-great-uncle walked the entire country from, I think, Vermont to California?
Why? Why did he do that?
Well, he was
on
called
purpose?
On purpose, no.
Mm,
called the crazy Swede, the crazy walking Swede. He's buried somewhere in California.
Okay.
But he made the news. Mm. He made the newspaper for doing it.
At least Forrest Gump ran.
Yeah, no, not Ollie. Not Ollie. Ollie
but
won.
He was in no rush.
Ollie took
How long did it take him?
I think months. Presumably.
That makes sense. I'm not challenging him. I don't think I could do it faster.
No, I never said that. He I think he went to college for gardening in Sweden in like the 1860s. Maybe 1880s.
Okay.
I didn't really know there was like college in the 1880s. Maybe that's very dumb of me, but
this might be dumb too, but is there a chance that he was not like 100% how far California was or like
where
it ended? Like when did California become a state?
California definitely was a state by the time he was rocking and rolling.
But like not like one of the main ones. He's like, it's probably not that far. I can get there and back in the evening.
If there was no point at which Ollie felt like he bit off so much more than he could chew.
He had been bamboozled. His feet were bigger than his stomach.
His feet were much bigger than his stomach, but much smaller than the nation. No, I mean, he's from Europe. Like, Europe's pretty much the East Coast, where, like, just countries the size of, like, it's like the bottom of a tortilla chip bag, where everything's just crumblies and you can't pick anything up.
Yeah. You can meander between borders pretty quickly.
Totally. I could run through Liechtenstein, and I can't even, like, run. You know? It's a season
no.
and a half. 2 shakes of a lamb, and you're in the Alps or whatever. No, I'm sure he regretted
like
his
that.
Choice at times. But,
I think that's, yeah.
Really got his check.
You got to give him that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wonder how many steps that was, but not enough to, like, calculate it.
Yeah, so one of your ancestors saw the car and was like, this is going to stick. And one of my ancestors was like, I should walk across the country. And I frankly think that really informs where we're at now.
One of my ancestors also, actually, my aunt made a family tree that I can see from where I'm sitting. And I have to kind of bend over to get over a glare to get exactly this way. I think it might also be a great uncle. He jumped off a ferry to see if anyone would save him, and no one did, and he swam home.
That's sick as hell.
So,
where
our great uncles were really trying stuff out.
Yeah, where was the ferry leaving? Do you know?
I think it was.
Should have just brought the family tree over with you. Come on.
Yeah.
Is it true they burned out your name from it?
They did.
Yeah.
They did do that, and they didn't say why. And that was kind of because she gave me this, and I was like, "Oh, that's really nice." And I was like, "What's this?" And she was like, "Oh, that's a cigarette burn." I didn't know she smoked. And yeah, I guess I don't remember when that happened or what I did.
Wait, you're telling me Aunt George doesn't smoke but did like set the church on fire? multiple times, right?
And
she's a bit of a fire.
My aunt, right? This is true. She set her hair on fire in a church. It sounds like she was a vampire, but she simply was holding a candle for the service and leaned over, and now they can't do the candles anymore.
What are they, like, Unitarian? That's all they had left.
And that is impact, I know.
I guess, just, like, you've told me about her setting herself on fire enough times, I thought she smoked.
It would have made sense. I think it might have happened twice at different services, but yeah, at least once she stopped them from ever having a candle service again.
Last night, my friend took me to dinner for my birthday, which was lovely, and we got a really good slice of tiramisu. They had a birthday candle in it, and the waiter lit it, and they put it down, and I was thinking so hard about my birthday wish that I blew it out before my friends saying me happy birthday. And Evan was like genuinely quite upset at me. And I was like, I have a lighter. And
yeah.
I didn't have the lighter. I lied. It was in my car. And he was just kind of like, how did you... You've had practice. I know you've done this before, Rachel.
Wow.
I'm 29.
Yeah.
You've done this at least 27 other times.
So they put it down. Yes. You started thinking immediately.
Of my wish, yeah.
And within, I mean, it must have been like 15 seconds. Like you would, I would assume they would have started singing pretty quickly.
Thank you. In my defense, and I'm not.
So they hadn't yet. Sure.
I am in the wrong. Angie and Evan could have started singing sooner. But they did still sing.
I guess they didn't know there was a timer.
Yeah. They
That's nice.
They didn't know that I was busy.
You will start having dessert for dinner if they don't get to dinner.
And so they sang me happy birthday with the candle out, and Evan was like, can you just like pose like you're blowing it out? And I was like, yeah, of course. But he also took a picture of me looking really
wow
with it, because I was genuinely embarrassed.
You did mess it up, but I mean the hard thing is that it would all be worth it if I knew what your wish was, but I just can't, because then it'll make it all not worth it at all.
I think it's a good wish. It's for the repeat of something that happened to me.
Okay. Don't tell me anything else.
No, I wouldn't, because then it won't come true.
Okay.
But
I have a guess, but I don't want to say it.
Yeah.
If I guess it correctly, does it not come true, or is it only if you confirm?
That's such a good question.
Because I'm not going to. I wouldn't risk it.
Don't do it. Don't fuck with my mojo.
No,
I feel like
I'm not going
to.
Never.
By blowing out my candle before they sang to me.
I don't know if you will get the wish. I don't think you should, but I think you still might. Yeah, I think you didn't do all the steps.
I mean, it's like Air Bud rules, where like, yes, I broke the law, but the law hadn't been written yet. Because they thought it was so obvious they'd write it.
It's like if you put like a $2 bill in a wishing well and like took out a handful of quarters, it's like, I guess that counts. Yeah.
Oh yeah, I felt really bad. One of my friends has made me a birthday cake. I won't fuck it up.
Well, you've had the practice, that's why that's important. I guess you had the practice before.
That was my dress rehearsal.
Yeah.
And I fucked it up, and now I'm ready for the big cake.
That's
big
good
time.
You've earned it.
I've earned it, yeah, by messing up a lot. So yeah, I gotta get that picture of me looking really sad with the birthday candle.
As you can see from my shirt, I've been to the zoo recently.
I'm so sorry I didn't bring it up. Brad,
of course,
is wearing a shirt, I would say that's almost the same color as my hair, a little darker, of a beautiful, sorry to make it about me, of a gorgeous red panda, kind of giving you a gaze, I would say, of waiting judgment.
Whenever I've shown a picture of this shirt to people, they've said, wow, that's really realistic. And it doesn't sound necessarily good, but yeah,
it
but they've
good
been surprised.
To me, it's good.
I went to the zoo as part of a exchange program where I to read books to the animals. And I did not realize animals hate that. It drives them crazy. If they can tell what you're saying is something you're reading, yeah, they will start screaming.
They despise it. Yeah, I heard about that.
I thought it'd be
exchange
nice.
Exchange program, because they sent a rhino to your parents' house to replace you.
They did, just for the afternoon, already was a huge inconvenience.
Oh, yeah. Wildly so, yeah.
They didn't know what to feed it, and they looked it up, and it eats other rhinos.
That blows.
Which is crazy.
Did they get a second rhino?
They had a hippopotamus, but they couldn't trick him.
Okay, yeah. That's close, but not close enough. Yeah. Our zoo has an exchange program where the keepers have to get in the cage and the animals get to walk around with the keys.
Oh.
Yeah.
But they have to, like, help people. They have to point
them
in the right direction.
They have to point them in the right direction, and they have to point out the strollers and the water fountains in the bathrooms. Mm-hmm.
So they do have to do a day of training, but it's cool of them to get to walk around.
It's cool and they get to wear the little outfits, which is nice.
And they have to walk on two legs no matter what kind of animal
they are. Oh, absolutely. Forced bipedalism. Yeah, that is the order of the day.
Yeah,
and the zookeepers have to walk on all fours.
No matter what kind of animal.
I was giving a ghost tour for these four siblings, and Half of them hated monkeys.
How did that come up? Is there a monkey ghost?
Well, actually, there is a story about monkeys that fit in great because Colorado was such a place for people to recover from tuberculosis that in the 1920s, there was a tuberculosis outbreak at the Denver Zoo's monkeys, and all the monkeys died. And I was like, so you must like that story because it's less monkeys.
That is a fun story,
And it
yeah.
came up because the bar we start at, if you get the dirty banana, which is just like a chocolate shake with booze, you would love it. It comes with a little banana with a little monkey figurine. And I was saying like we should just
Oh.
like go behind the bar and take the monkeys because like I want that. And I mean I want the drink too, but I'm
Yeah.
not that hungry. The bananas, that's a lot of tummy space.
And even at the beginning, they were like, no, that's where we draw the
Yeah,
line. We don't
exactly.
like
They were
monkeys and we can't
like,
have you talking
we
about them.
don't want
Wow.
those monkeys. And I was like, but I mean, it's really cute. It's like a little like ornament. And they were like, no, we hate monkeys. Half of us hate monkeys. We're really split down the middle.
Did the other ones love monkeys or they just were okay with
It seemed like
monkeys?
they tolerate monkeys. It didn't make up for the BMS.
Opposite of love is indifference, so the opposite of hate, I guess, is tolerance. Yeah, okay, yeah, that makes sense.
And I was like, I mean, what is it? Like, is it Uncanny Valley? And they were like, yes. They're just too much like us, but not enough like us. And I was like, I mean, I definitely had moments when I was looking at, a capuchin and thinking about, when did we split? When did our opinions differ on what is a priority in existence? But I never approached it with anger, let alone hate.
No, I'm not pissed at them. I don't think they did anything.
No, I think we just like went our separate. I think we just grew apart, very literally.
If anything, yeah, we went our separate ways. They just stayed the way they've been.
They stayed arboreal. It's thought that how humans like got down from the tree that we were searching for fruit that had fallen, and so that's when our alcohol tolerance started to develop. Was like immediately when we separated from monkeys and became like terrestrial.
Interesting. So monkeys can't hold their liquor.
No, that's the difference between a monkey and me.
Very taunting to call a drink a dirty banana, knowing a monkey
Never,
could never
could
have it.
never. Yeah, it
That
blows.
sucks.
The school I
That
work at, I guess
sucks.
they're having a zoo field trip, and the kids keep asking me, like, are you going to the zoo? And I keep being like, I mean, yes, but what are you talking about?
Yeah, it's kind of creepy that they know that you're going to the
I
zoo.
was like, how do you know about my spot? It's super
Like, yeah,
secret. It's the
wait.
zoo.
It's my little hole in the wall. Yeah.
But I'm excited for them, not that I was invited. But when Lupe loves frogs, so I mean, should we get to the podcast? I can guess the favorite
Sure.
animal of Zarian said he wanted to battle a squirrel, so I feel like he doesn't have a favorite animal. That's all the animals I've got, actually.
Yeah. Guess the favorite
Is
animal of real children.
that too much like doxing to guess the favorite animal
Is it doxing to
of
guess their favorite animal? I think if you knew their favorite animal, I
No,
would
I
want
would
that on
not.
the
Well, I mean,
record.
I do
Yeah.
know that Lupe's favorite animal is frogs. We're
Yeah, we're gonna have to bleep that. Maybe the name, but maybe frogs.
Yeah, let me get her. Let me check in my records for her last name. That we can talk about.
That's totally fine. But the frog stuff is kind of out of line, yeah. Yeah.
Well, my book. Yeah,
Yeah,
what?
what?
Why?
What is it even?
So this has nothing to do with what I'm going through in life right now, which is my birthday. The book is called
Oh,
I Don't
cool.
Know When My
Great.
Birthday Is. Parentheses. Don't worry, it's not.
Sad. Cool. Cool. That's good to hear. Yeah. I think the Zoom was like, oh, you don't want to hear this. It might be sad.
We do hate sad
But now I
things.
know it's not, so I
And
can
the
hear.
author, you know the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier in like Virginia?
I do. And I know who it
Well,
is.
that okay, well that's a really big deal because it's by the unknown soldier.
Wow. Okay. I won't dox them. But yeah, tell me.
Can I read you a little bit of it? Born in a butter haze, my mother pushed me out under the Iowan sky. Stalks of corn were bent
Wow.
under the weight of other passed out butter lovers, but I was the only baby born that wonderful weekend in the shadow of the butter sculptures. The whole town lost track of time licking the butter sculptures. I don't know the name of the town. My heavily pregnant mother had lost her baseball in a cornfield and walked so far she emerged into another town, one she'd never been to, that was currently having a butter festival. All the greatest. Yeah.
Sorry. She was born on top of a cornfield. The
Yeah.
you said the corn husks or whatever, the stalks
First of all,
were.
you just revealed the unknown soldier is a girl, which I love. So you've kind of figured
Oh,
it out.
I interesting. Okay, I've doxed the gender of the unknown soldier.
Is just like this voice so distinctly feminine as it talks about being born in a butter haze that
I don't know. Yeah, why did I? That's interesting. I guess I just think.
Born
yeah, I guess I just think that women are brave. I guess like soldiers. Okay. Yeah, yeah. That's just huh. It's that's true. Interesting. That's
they do
really
understand
cool.
pain. Yeah, that was you really outed yourself as sick as hell.
Yeah, no, it's just really cool to me. Did they never say the gender of the main character in the whole book? Because I think
they
that's
never
cool.
Did. Just
well,
it.
I'm
just,
signaling. Yeah. I won't say the first or last name, but it is someone famous. It's a famous woman that you've
is
heard
it,
of separately.
Lucy,
but
what's her face? The comedian.
Maybe. I don't know which Lucy.
I can't think of her last name right now.
My other question was, so her mother, who's to say, lost her baseball in a cornfield.
While she was heavily pregnant.
And just kept walking forward. I guess she got lost.
Yeah.
I guess what I'm confused by, because... Because there's, like, mazes. I think of cornfields as just, like, straight across. Mm-hmm. But she got turned around, and she decided, like, it's easier to go, the only way out is through.
Right. So she was 8 months and 3 weeks and 6 days pregnant, big as a fucking ship. And she went out to go play catch in the heat of summer.
With whom?
They never talk about that. Because they don't go look for her. It could have been the baby.
It's a very coy book.
It is a very coy book.
It could have been the baby.
She doesn't know when her birthday was. Well, I mean, the baby might have given her the strength.
Could it have been the baby?
Could it have been the baby?
That's nice. So she just her plan was just to go in a field and throw a ball forward.
Yeah. Well, she was playing right
and
by,
go pick it up.
By the field.
She was playing more fetch with herself.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you. Which is a pregnant woman's favorite thing.
You're welcome.
Anything on their feet.
Oh, it's great to run.
And then
oh my God.
Because she had that pregnant strength, she threw the ball too far
mm-hmm.
into the cornfield.
Yeah, pregnant women are very strong, I would say that. Yeah.
Yeah, that's why I have them pick up things for me.
And I mean in every way.
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean just physically, yeah. Emotionally, whatever. I only go to hotels where the bellboys are pregnant women. And they have to carry
oh, cool.
luggage for me, and I never feel bad about it.
That's cool. Their jacket, yeah, still buttons with the other with the full tummy. And
have you ever seen
yeah.
A complete wildly pregnant woman who has six packs?
Oh yeah,
yeah, who is that?
Oh, a bunch of them, because so many more can fit when the stomach's that
exactly.
Yeah, that round.
Can I go back to reading?
I would love for you to.
Thank you. All the greatest butter sculptors in the county had gathered, and all the fanciest cows had been milked, and all their fancy milk had been lovingly churned, and the butter festival was on. There were butter cookies, and there was butter water, and butter hats for the children to slurp, and butter shoes for the children to slurp, and a butter tree that sang beautiful butter music. But best of all, was the butter tent. A life-size rendering of the whole town, but in butter. My mother was licking
life-size.
Excuse me? Sorry, what?
Life-size, sorry. Yeah. I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
Seems like a lot of butter. I guess they have a lot of butter to go around.
My mother was licking the walls of a butter hospital when she fell into the haze. 2 days later, but no one knows which 2 days, I was born.
Very coy.
Very coy.
Yeah. So she was not in... town to get to a hospital, but luckily there was a second town that was made of butter, and there was also a hospital there.
Yes.
And it had like multiple floors mm-hmm. made of butter.
Mm-hmm.
Who
had life support?
Were the people? So it had like machinery
yeah.
that plugged in. That's insane that they ran electricity through.
They
this
did
butter.
Electrify
really
the butter. Yeah, it was electric butter.
So it wasn't wires. The whole butter was pulsing with electricity.
Electricity. But it turns out butter is actually. It's a pretty safe conductor because
that's really surprising.
Yeah, shocking actually. Sorry for the pun.
Wow.
And so I think
it's
it
okay.
Semi-functional, kind of like a child's play place, you know, where maybe the microwave goes ding ding, but it doesn't do anything.
I see. I guess no. I think in an office once I did see a bunch of a surge protector, but it was just a bunch of plugs in a stick
butter.
Of butter.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I guess, because I was confused by that at the time.
Right, right, right. Well, now.
But now it makes sense.
Yeah, so I actually knew someone who was an electrician, and she told me how there's a terrible fire because the family plugged their surge protector into margarine. And that is not the same.
Because they believed it was butter.
They believed it was butter. They were convinced it was butter.
But they cannot believe that it was, yeah. Even after it happened, they were like, no,
I don't believe this. Yeah, yeah, actually.
I can't.
Their spirits can't leave this earth because of that unfinished business that they cannot believe that was not butter.
They just have to be convinced it wasn't butter.
Yeah, and I went to where the house burned down, and there's this screaming you hear at night on the wind, and you gradually realize they're saying, I can't believe it wasn't butter. You're telling me that's margarine-flavored poly-isolated soy proteins? I don't believe you for a second.
What does margarine look like? Is it in sticks?
I think
it looks just like butter.
Usually in a tub, you know, like a small jacuzzi that you find in the grocery.
I don't want to blame them. I think if you plugged it into a tub, I mean, butter comes in tubs too.
Right. Well, yeah, butter comes in tubs, usually with little lion feet, pod feet.
But it would say that is beautiful. I think it would say margarine on the tub is the only thing. Maybe the
one
label
would hope,
came
one
off.
Would hope that there
I would,
some
yeah.
kind of warning, you know? I know that my margarine.
Yeah, don't plug this in.
It has a cartoon of someone, yeah, being electrocuted. And I always remember that. Don't plug
it. Oh, cool.
But I can plug in my butter.
Because it's not that it doesn't conduct electricity, it just conducts it far too well.
Far too well. Yeah, you'll die. It does. Yeah, it's like water, like how water conducts it.
Oh my God. I've plugged a toaster into water and I almost exploded.
Have you ever seen water wearing a little striped hat saying, choo choo, I'm ready to conduct the electricity into dot killing you? I'm water.
Yes, I've seen.
Bye. I'm
water. Guess I saw.
I have to go now. I'm water.
I saw a conductor's hat floating in a pool. So I guess, yeah, I did see water wearing a hat. Yeah. I just didn't think of it that way. Yeah.
Have you seen water wearing a sexy
That's interesting. Dress
saying, choo choo, I'm water. Come on.
Let's see. Boots. Have I seen that? Come yeah. On. Yeah. I think I have.
Sweet tits and sweet tits.
I definitely heard it say that.
Come on, sour tits.
Yeah. Why did it say that? That's the passengers of the train. The water wanted to offend everybody equally.
Straight off a goddamn cliff. I'm water.
Yeah, water should not conduct trains.
Which is so weird. Because trains always say trickle, trickle, drop, drop, drop.
Yeah. Flop, flop. Oh, yeah. I guess I have noticed that.
Trains say plop, plop,
I'm
plop.
Noticing that now, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You probably thought it was like
the water sound plop, plop, plop.
That trains go plop, plop.
I did. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I didn't know why the train was saying that. Yeah.
I've spent a lot of time around water, unlike you. And so I've heard it say choo-choo. Okay. Choo-choo, I'm water.
I'm sick of this rumor that I've never been in water. We've talked about this before.
I heard you were scared of it like a rabid dog.
I can be scared of it and still have done it. That's bravery, like women.
Do you have rabies, though? Is that where the fear of it comes from? That you were bit by a bad dog?
No.
And now we got to shoot you?
What I have is not rabies. I just foam and that's it. And I don't foam at the mouth. I foam in my at my ears.
Right. Mm-hmm. Aren't you like a pop?
Foam everybody,
your body
everywhere.
Temperature
everybody.
Is too high to allow for rabies.
It's not why I'm like a possum, but yes, that is also true.
Is it because you have 13 nipples, 12 in a circle, one in the middle?
No, it's because for a very long time, I only went places on my mom's back. As did me and my brother and all of our siblings.
I remember seeing you clinging to your willowy mother.
She was tired. She didn't want to be doing that. She didn't know that was part of being a mom.
No, she didn't realize that being a bus until your child is, what, 20 is when you started walking on your own 2 feet?
22, yes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I remember because you went to a bar legally, but you're on your mommy's back.
I did. I had to have my mom pick me. I said, can my mom pick me up? And they said, I guess. And then she walked over and I climbed on her shoulders. Yeah.
You went in a van or, you know, some kind of vehicle. But no, your mom had to pick you up from that party.
Yeah. They thought we put on a big coat and they thought that we were one much taller person. And we joined a basketball team.
Did your mom, when you were in trouble, ever throw you over her shoulder like a sack of potatoes? Or Shrek with his bride?
Yes, more like Shrek with his bride. Yes,
than
definitely.
Sack of potato.
Yeah.
Than Shrek with a sack of potatoes.
Yeah. I guess. I don't know how Shrek would. I don't think Shrek would interact with a sack of potatoes in a way that any of us are, you know, used to. Way that just true. Based on what else Shrek is doing. But
I just remember we were in college.
Probably eat the sack and throw out the potatoes.
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry.
No, we were in college and you were getting mouthy. And all of a sudden your mom showed up. And she pick you up by your hair and swung you over his shoulder like a goddamn purse, like a little tote from Trader Joe's. And she walked away with you yowling, your little legs kicking and kicking, going nowhere.
You could tell just how much more experience she's had doing that since she started, because she'd gotten really strong. Yeah. And part of it was probably her experience of being a basketball player for a little bit, because she was dribbling me, she was spinning me on her finger. Yeah.
Cindy was a basketball player? Sorry to dox her by saying her name and what she played, but.
No, just when we were really tall,
Oh.
in a big coat, we were on a basketball team. She was half a basketball player, I guess. Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
You remember that time when
I think so.
you were like 27 and we were crossing a street and you almost walked into traffic and your mom appeared and she bit the back of your neck and held you back and kept you
She got
safe,
me.
and you went
Yeah.
limp
She
like a dead dog in her mouth.
I did. And it looked like it hurt. It doesn't hurt me. That part doesn't
It
hurt.
doesn't. Everyone was asking if you hit that street, doesn't that hurt you? And he said, not even a little bit.
I kept screaming that. No, I have extra skin. I have a very thick nape, and yeah, she stopped me from endangering myself. It's for
Yep.
my own good that she does it.
No,
Yeah.
definitely, definitely. I always thought it was interesting that she picks you up by your neck because your little feet drag on the ground so much, but your head is so high. You know, like it's not, you're not
It
evenly
is.
split, I mean, a la the potato carry.
Well, imagine you're sitting on a plane and you see the co-pilot come
Right.
in dragging a person taller than herself
All the way up
by
to
her
your chin.
mouth. Enough,
Enough,
certainly
enough.
enough that, yeah, I think you would feel very safe that you know that this plane is definitely going to reach its destination because nothing will stop this person.
Yeah, I'm sorry to embarrass you, but I remember once on your plane, you got hungry.
You're doing it a lot, yeah.
Yeah, and you started squalling, and your mom came over to you, and she did regurgitate her Panera into your mouth.
Sure. I had a few hours old bread bowl. Yeah. Well, I would have been so fussy all day if I didn't have that. Yeah.
I just thought it was nice.
But then I fell on the floor and someone else picked me up and she didn't ever talk to me again.
Anymore.
She just fully abandoned me.
I
Yeah. You're
remember
not supposed to
that
do that.
because the smell of
Yeah.
you went away. It was masked
It was different.
by
She
their
didn't even see me. She was like, oh, where'd he
here to
go?
go.
Yeah.
Yes, he's over. Time to fly this plane. That
Yeah.
was
Yeah.
cool.
It was really sad.
I had
It
heard.
was cool when my mom stopped talking to me. Yeah.
I had heard that weren't you born with 100 siblings and you fought them all and ate them and that's how you got strong enough to live?
I sort of stayed out of the fray for a little bit.
Oh, you would. Okay.
I let them, yeah, kind of wear each other
I
down, and
bet
then I
you
came and
would.
I just like pushed them off a ledge. Yeah.
Brat tadpoling is just to let everybody else fight it out, push
Yeah.
them off the loop
Yeah.
path.
It was a Bradpaw. I didn't have legs yet. I just had a
Just
tail.
a
Yeah.
little gross.
So it's impressive I pushed them
Yeah.
off anything.
You were like see-through for a
Yeah.
long time.
Yeah. Isn't that
Yeah,
crazy?
it was weird when you showed up at college see-through.
Yeah, I'd just gotten legs, so I wasn't sure what to do with them yet.
Yeah, you were
Yeah,
very
they're very
awkward with your
new.
legs. I remember that. I had a bet that you were never going to figure it out.
Really? That's such a
I
negative
lost a lot
bet.
of money the first time you did a jig.
Wow.
Lost a lot.
Yeah, I was gonna ask when it was clear that I had figured it out, but I guess the jig had done it.
The jig trying
Yeah.
to do in the street. Yeah. So that's my book.
Yeah,
Yeah,
cool.
that's
No,
my
that's,
book.
yeah. I have a book because I'd love to stop talking about the most embarrassing things that
Your
have happened to me,
childhood,
yeah.
either it's natural, you know? I remember when you were
Yeah.
born and you were the size of a gummy bear, utterly disgusting.
When you said it's natural, it almost felt like you were gonna give a story about someone else, but it was just another story about me, yeah.
Just,
But go on.
oh, I just remember when you were born and you were the size of a disgusting little gummy bear and you had to climb up the side of your
Yeah.
mother to survive after having
Yeah, I didn't have eyes.
children. Yeah, and you didn't have eyes for the longest time. I remember
The
when you were about.
longest time.
You were like 8, and they were like, "Is he gonna get his eyes yet?" The guy with doing the Sears portrait was like, frankly, I don't know."
It's just because our house was so dark, I didn't need them. It was much like a deep sea creature. Like, there was just no reason to have eyes. Yeah.
I totally get that.
I got them, and then eventually I did figure them out, much like my legs.
And then I remember when I met you because I was docking your tail.
Because you knew you were docking my tail. You met me pretty long after I was born, but you do remember me being
Well, I
born too.
watched
So yeah,
it.
I
It was on
appreciate that.
Animal Planet.
You
Yeah,
stopped
yeah,
by.
yeah, yeah. It was live.
Yeah, my birth was on Animal Planet.
Which was really cool.
Cool. It was cool. I was happy
Because you
about
guys
that.
were
Yeah.
technically a room within Meerkat Manor, right?
Yes, we were one of the smaller rooms in Meerkat Manor, but we got evicted by the meerkats.
My God, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to bring that up.
A landlord came down in a little meerkat and it just told us to get out of here. You know when you have like a unit in history in like fifth grade, so they're like, oh, here's a book that's like sort of about that, okay. But it's like not,
yeah,
like informative. It's just sort of based on that.
But it's kind of got the
so box. This is one.
Oh, like Johnny Tremaine.
It's exactly like Johnny Tremaine. Yeah. So I remember we read this series in our Egypt unit in fifth grade.
Okay. Good thing you had that.
It's called Tomb Robin, the Grave Robin Kid.
Oh wow.
This is the book Rattle of the Sphinx. He finds a sphinx named Sphinx who. In a pyramid, and the riddles are really hard, but then he starts to think, like, I just don't think the Sphinx is, like, good at this. Like, he's not doing a good job. Like, I think it's not me. He's an ancient being that, yeah, like, lives there just thinking of riddles, but it seems like he still was, like, really underprepared when,
How do you spell Sphinx?
When Robin showed up. Sphinx, S-P-H-A-N-X.
Okay, that makes sense. Okay.
Like Spanx with an H, I think.
That's how he introduces himself, yeah.
He spells it every single time.
So, okay, so this boy is losing all of Spanx's riddles, but blaming it on Spanx.
Well, here, we can decide whose fault we think it is. So it's, okay, here's the chapter where he meets him. Spanx, the ancient monster, reared up to his full height and growled out a riddle. Knock, knock, he began. That's not a riddle, it's a joke, I said. I mean, I know it's a joke, that's why I'm kidding. Okay, for real this time. He clearly looked around the room at trying to think of something. Oh, I know, he said. I rise in the morning. Is it the sun? Shit. I mean, no. Let me try again. I mean, you tried again. You were wrong. Sphinx was a 12-foot-tall lion with the head of a guy. He was easily the most amazing thing I'd ever seen. But there was something about him that was really pissing me off. Sphinx started again. My car is a bucket. My house is a jar. But don't forget, a bucket's my car. Sphinx, I said, that doesn't make any sense. Sphinx is like, oh, what? I'm trying my best. And then it sort of goes on like that.
Okay. I have met a lot of ageless beings who say, I'm trying my best. In a tone that makes me think their best isn't good enough.
Just because, yeah, they're different from us and in some ways more impressive doesn't mean that, you know, they can do everything. Not all Sphinxes are good at riddles.
I met a Pegasus who could only really hover. And he kept saying, I'm doing my best. And I said it.
He's really doing his best.
Good enough, is it?
Compared to a horse, way better.
Yeah, way further off the ground than a horse. But compared to a bird, totally. Not very far off the ground at all.
I don't know. It just doesn't seem fair to compare everything to. I mean, the way that it might just be me because I've been compared to so many animals as I was growing up. Definitely like frogs and birds and also mammals and.
Yeah, I just remember I met this dragon who you know roared and. Exhaled a bunch of smoke and started coughing and like just like cinders and ash and I was like
maybe just hit a bong
do better I feel like you just breathed in while hitting that bong and like is there also bong water in your mouth and he was like no I just haven't gotten this fire shit figured out and I was like because there's bong water in your mouth and he said yeah
but he like had like wings and stuff and he was like a big
yeah,
he was a dragon
wings and stuff and
I just think yeah it's unfair of us to
okay
expect everything from you don't think I think sometimes it's you know it's enough to like if I saw like if an elephant walked up and he just like had a regular human nose I'd be like you're still great like your whole thing you're huge
the first thing you would say not what's up in the nose
I wouldn't say it in front of him. I'd ask later.
Okay.
I guess it depends where we are. Yeah.
You're somewhere...
Who's around to ask?
Yeah, exactly. No, you're alone in a room together. You're in the bathroom, and he's washing huge hands.
I'm in the bathroom, and he walks into the bathroom.
Yeah.
He has hands, or he's washing it? He's washing what he usually has.
He's washing what he usually has, those kind of flat pancake toenail things.
So I walk in the bathroom. Yeah. I guess I do a double take of the door, trying to figure out how he got in. And then I'm like, oh my God, that's fascinating.
And then you go up to the journal, you start on your business. Mm-hmm. The elephant comes in, stands a little too close to you, but he's actually at the furthest urinal from you. But he's just still very close to you because he's an elephant.
But he was washing his hands first. I guess I appreciate that he's especially clean.
He didn't want to touch his elephant dick with dirty freaking paws.
That's great. No, that's awesome. Yeah. And then do I feel the absence of the trunk in my peripheral or do I glance at his face and kind of do like a hello?
You're minding your business.
Sure.
Then you...
I'm getting worried I'm never going to find out about the nose in this situation.
But he's
but go
like
on.
Kind of all up in your space and you look up to be like, hey, like, why didn't you choose a further urinal? But you realize he chose the farthest urinal. He's just an elephant.
Just taking up a lot of space, yeah. And is this when I realize he's an elephant?
That's when you see he has a little button nose.
That's, is it gray or is it?
Yeah, it is gray. It fits in with like the rest of his cool. face. So first you see his penis mm-hmm. and you think that's his trunk. And then you look up.
So I look at his penis.
You ogle it.
Great. You go, great, great, great.
And he goes, paint a yeah, picture yeah, that lasts normal. Longer. And you say, okay. And you take out
just
your,
paint a picture?
Your easel and all of your oil.
I guess he doesn't know about cameras necessarily. So he doesn't know the phrase, take a picture.
He doesn't know about cameras.
He is using a urinal pretty well. I don't know. It's, yeah, but go on. Yeah. So I'm painting a picture of the elephant's penis.
And you finish it pretty quick.
And I don't.
Like when a sim paints a portrait, especially when they're on a low level.
Mm-hmm, just like a couple... Yeah.
Done. And then you show it to him and he said...
So it must be a pretty zoomed in picture where I still haven't noticed. Have I noticed the nose yet? It's just a close-up of his penis?
Okay. So then you finish painting his penis and you look up and you say, mm-hmm. so? And that is when you notice he has a little button nose. He has a little upturned Shirley Temple button nose. And you say, that's not a penis on your face. And he says, what? And he said, I don't know. Sorry. I'm on a new medication.
I'm so sorry. Something's going on with me.
Yeah. It makes me suck to be around.
Yeah.
That's a
it makes me bad. Yeah. Yeah.
Blow.
Yeah.
Chunks. And then you say, so what about this? And he says, yeah, that's an incredible portrait of my penis. And you say, you want to buy it? And he says, how much? And you say, $52. And he says, $51. And you say, okay. That's how Brad bathroom painting. Because there's that guy who like gives you like a little, like a, you know, a moist towelette or whatever, but there's no guy to give.
Oh, so this is like a fancy restaurant.
It's a fancy restaurant that you work at in the bathroom painting.
Oh, I work there.
Yeah. You found your niche.
I should not be painting the patrons' penises, be they elephant nor man. Oh, that's specifically my job.
Yeah. And then he's.
Well, no one's going to believe me. When I tell them the story.
Like, they're not even going to have the painting of the penis to believe you by.
Oh, yeah, because he bought it.
He
bought
it from you for $51, and he said, okay, fine.
What happens if they don't buy it? Do I throw it out, or do I have, like, a collection of penis paintings?
You kick your foot through it.
Oh.
Wow. But you also keep...
So it is, like, a big canvas.
It's huge.
I have an easel that takes up a lot of space in the bathroom. So I karate kick through my painting.
Uh-huh, and you say, well, gee whiz, thanks a lot. And then, but you keep it. You keep the painting in your garage. You have 1,000 kick-through dick paintings. Because most
so I've sort of censored them. I've
yeah, you got it.
Yeah, so you just see like a belt and like some lowered pants.
Unless your aim is off, and then you don't see the belt, but you just see a very veiny... Just flaccid penis.
So you walk into the bathroom, you begin peeing, you look and you see that there is an easel and someone has already begun painting you. I mean, ideally...
You say, am I in California or Colorado? Because revenge porn is a crime. And then you say, Bradley, you say, this is not revenge.
No, this is for you.
Yeah, this is art, and it's not an act of vengeance at all.
I think the ideal is that, like, the wall behind the urinal and the urinal itself is glass, so they look at me and see me right there.
Right. I see what you're saying.
I get a straight-on view, yeah.
Okay, yeah. I think that's a good idea. I do like something where, like, you face the urinal and there's a hologram of Brad looking back at you.
That, yes.
Like, you kind of turn and, like, you kind of turn. Actually, I think that's the ideal thing. Someone goes up to a urinal. They take their dick out. They start peeing. They look up. You're there on the other side of the glass. You take your dick out. You start peeing. They put their hand up. You put your hand. Like, it's like a mimicry thing. And you have to stop pee. You have to pee as long as they pee.
I have to. So I'm chugging water every time I do this.
But sometimes you pee too long, but they didn't pee that long, and it, like, shatters the effect. Is this the best episode we've ever recorded?
What do they think is happening before the effect is shattered? They think that it's a reflection, but it's someone else? Or they just think, wow, this is cool.
I mean, they definitely think, wow, this is cool. There's technically a type of clown. There was a woman doing this in the women's bathroom where I sat down to poop. And I look at the door.
Oh.
And there's a woman sitting down to poop who looks nothing like me. But we're both doing the same thing, so are we the same person? No, we weren't.
That makes sense. You got to that conclusion that no, of course not.
No.
Yeah.
But she was pretty good at, like, I would make my hand do a little, like, wave. She would do a little wave. She's a little off. She's a little slow. But she was, like, pretty good.
It does seem
What?
like most people would just be sitting there, and she doesn't have to do as much work because you can't see whether or not she's pooping, I
That
assume.
is true. That is true. You really can only tell if
So it's only
tampon
if
time.
you kind of lean forward or wave. Yeah.
Yeah, that is true. No, that's a good point. I mean, yeah, maybe she
Because I would just be like, there's a clown pooping here as well. I would think this was occupied until I saw that there was one open toilet across.
Right. Well, it's like a mirror. Yeah, exactly. The stall's empty. The door is just kind of a magical, space in which, like, it's the door is just much bigger than it looks. It looks like it's a door, but it's a room. You know, when someone says you'd make a better room than a door, that's what they're talking about.
People have yelled that at me, and I didn't realize they were talking about a clown pretending to be you when you're in the toilet.
Yeah.
And now I still don't know what they meant. Yeah.
Exactly. That's the point.
Yeah, okay then. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So this is at all nice
Yeah.
restaurants. You were just at Nobu. Didn't they have a guy who pretended to pee while you pee?
Oh, is that what he was
That's what he
doing?
was
Yeah.
doing. Yeah.
He was pre when you said he was pretending to pee, but he was peeing. He was just peeing for as long.
I've heard sometimes the, like, really old hands who can't pee anymore because they've just peed so much, they find tricks. So some of them will put a spray bottle under their penis and you can't see it, but it's just water.
So he's just constantly
Yeah,
spraying
yeah, yeah.
and not, yeah, it's never a full stream, but and he has it on mist, so it's
It's
confusing.
very confusing because you're like, whoa, your penis does that? Mine doesn't. Which kind of ruins, honestly, the illusion.
The illusion was broken. Every time he would spray it, he would cough to try to cover the sound of the spray.
Yeah, but
But then I thought it was me, so I started coughing too,
yeah.
and it, yeah, I hurt
Have you
myself
ever
a
seen a
little.
man peeing and he takes his foreskin and he adjusts it like almost like an hour on a clock and then the pee comes out in a different way?
Like one of those hoses that can do a
Yeah,
cone.
exactly. Have you ever you've
Yes.
seen that?
I've watched a lot of people peeing, and yes, I remember one person doing that.
Yeah.
Well, because someone said, watch this. And I said, what do you mean? And then
Went from sprinkler to jet.
Jet was
I
scary.
knew a guy who said he could do that with poop, but I didn't believe that he had a butt foreskin. But he said he did.
When someone tells you they have a butt foreskin, you have to believe them,
I have
yeah.
to take you at your word if you're going to tell me you have a butt foreskin.
Because I don't know why you would lie, and I don't know why you would tell me if you weren't lying, so it's confusing, yeah.
Exactly. And I was like, are you sure it's not just a little tail? And he was like, no, it's a butt foreskin.
I've had the same conversation with someone actually, and I asked if they weren't sure it was just a little tail, and they said, oh. And I think it might have been just a little tail. They had never considered that.
Wow, that's
Yeah.
crazy. I think the difference is the little tail is opposable. They can, lift it. And the circumcision, I mean, the foreskin, you can only adjust like a knob.
I also think that it's, I assume, a little higher up than
Then the tail.
where a foreskin on a butt would be. No, the tail would be not in the
I've heard of some t
way.
tails that are in the way, and that's why they're opposable. That's why they can lift them up.
And I hate to say this, but a butt foreskin would be like around the butthole. Is that correct?
Yeah, I think so. Except it can also move like a knob.
So if a tail was in the same place,
Okay.
it would it's the same thing, but it's solid on the inside, so
Right, there's
that.
bones in it, unlike a butt foreskin. That's really the biggest difference.
That's the one big
Yeah.
difference.
Yeah,
Yeah.
is what has bones in it and what doesn't. But I have met a man that
Yeah.
has a foreskin, but he put them there.
That's cool.
A regular penis foreskin.
Did you ask why, or you didn't
I
wanna
did ask
ice
why,
it? You
and
didn't
he
wanna
said that he
ask.
likes the sound when it jingles.
Okay.
He used to like to jingle the key
They're loose bones.
card a lot too. I think from a mouse. I think from a mouse.
I don't know why I was so much more okay with the peeing stuff than the bones and the foreskin stuff. I guess I found the line of what I begin to think to discuss. I mean, I think the butthole foreskin stuff is pretty rough too. I don't know. It's interesting to explore your own boundaries of what you want to be talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's
Yeah. Well, I
interesting.
mean, look, it's not my fault they do this at fancy restaurants, What am I supposed to do? It's fine. Do
It's really interesting. I think it's a cool, yeah.
you remember the episode of The Bear where they talk about, should we do that? And then they say, nah.
Yeah, they decide not to, because they don't have the hologram technology. Yeah.
Nope, and that's why they'll never be taken seriously.
And if you go and you don't drink enough water, you don't have to go to the bathroom the whole time, you just don't find out about this.
It,
And it's the
yep.
most interesting part.
Yeah, I mean, Meow Wolf's like that, you know? Like, there's rooms you can easily forget about doing that are actually really cool.
And they don't even do this at Meow Wolf, which is crazy.
No, I honestly, after going to a nice restaurant and having a woman mimic me while I poop, I like going down to the places.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, why don't you do this? Like, it's so much less rich not having that.
Can I ask how the woman was dressed? Was she dressed like a clown, or was she trying to dress like you
She
really
was dressed like
quickly?
just like me. She had all these clothes.
She was dressed exactly like
She had
you.
all these clothes around her. She'd clearly been changing and changing and changing. But
Wow.
no, she was just like me. She was wearing glasses that looked like mine, but were obviously she had like popped out the lenses. It was very convincing.
Obviously.
If you're not really looking and you're pretty drunk. Yeah, it was very convincing.
So when it was convincing in the way that, what did you think was happening? I feel like I've asked this before.
Right. What did I, how did I feel in the same?
A version of this.
I thought I finally had a sister.
Yeah. Oh, you thought that you had a twin sister that you had found by running into each other pooping out of the same
Yeah,
stall.
and I thought I was excited and I was scared, but I was, full of joy and sadness for what we had missed, but longing for what we would share.
And she looked different, but you were like, this, it's still the res she resembled you in how she was dressed.
Yeah, exactly.
And the way that she was pooping.
Yeah. In the way, in the style, people always say that about my pooping. It's very stylized.
You get a lot of style points, but it's not like, you don't always, yeah, it's not form
I
perfect.
get no points for effort.
No, you barely even try it.
It just comes natural.
That's really
So
cool.
that was my weekend. But yeah.
And that's my book.
Cool. Are you ready for the word of the week?
Absolutely.
So the word of the week, it's kind of obsolete, but it's a type of sin that the Catholic Church would charge you with. It's called snacrimony, and it is the crime of snacking in confession booth.
Do you have to say that you are doing it when you're doing it, or are
No,
you lying in the confession
you
booth? You're not supposed to
lie.
do that.
When the priest says, "Son, do you have Doritos in there?" and you say,
What's that sound?
"Nom, nom, nom, no, I'm just tapping my foot impatiently because this isn't freaking done yet."
And if you did do this before, I probably said this before, but just in case, let's do this again. I don't know if you did, and I don't want to give too many notes on what words we pick for the word of the week. If one's obsolete, maybe we don't teach the kids it.
Sure.
I think, maybe just words that like,
They can.
are in use, like if it's something that no one says anymore.
Well, I think it's interesting.
But it is, I mean,
It's
it's
like
specific.
it
It's
creates
definitely
this medieval
interesting.
world. And I think it's important to remind people that if they do want to lie about having a little snack during services, they can. It's a crime against God, but they can.
There's a word for that. Sure.
And there's a word for it.
Okay, maybe then we lean really into that and we only do words that no one ever uses
Oh,
anymore.
okay. Well, maybe I can do that, but I can't promise.
Yeah, I just want these to be useful, obviously, the way that they all have been. And,
It's been very useful. But imagine that you're in church and your face is stuffed like a little squirrel
Awesome.
with
Sure.
maybe like a Chex Mix. Inside, you feel so empty because you think you're alone in this world, that you're the only one who's ever snacked at a church. And then my beautiful
That's true.
voice plays across the airwaves. You sit through 45 minutes of bullshit so that you can learn you are not alone in this world. And there's plenty of other
I think.
crumbs in churches. How do you think they got there? By people chewing with their mouth open.
If a active Catholic
Yeah.
gets through the butt foreskin stuff, they absolutely deserve to have some of their guilt removed. Yeah. Okay, that's
Yeah.
true.
I
Yeah.
think I'm doing a service,
The idea of someone confessing with their mouth being absolutely stuffed with Chex Mix.
There's cases of that where one man
Oh.
confessed to murdering 48 people, but his mouth was full of peanuts, and so that was it that was included in what he had to make amends for, was that he hadn't done that earlier.
And that's where that thing came from, that whatever it is about someone killing someone by accident because they had a peanut allergy and they had eaten something and then kissed them and then whatever.
Exactly.
But his mouth was absolutely stuffed with peanuts, and when he kissed, the other person got some of the peanuts. I think they just choked. It
No,
wasn't
they
even a
didn't have
peanut
an
allergy.
allergy. They just coughed and
No.
talked. They were really sweetened, overly sweetened peanuts, kind of roasted.
There's nothing more beautiful then yeah, a kiss so passionate that it becomes a cough, and everything in one person's mouth goes straight down the gullet. And it's all peanuts? You kidding me? Honey roasted? Come on.
Kissing each other and like with their tongue handing over, you know, ecstasy or Molly. Never peanuts.
Sure.
Never an actual snack.
Rarely peanuts.
Yeah.
I think what would be beautiful is someone puts a whole peanut in their mouth.
Shell it all.
They pass it to the person with their tongue, and then it's unshelled by the time it gets back to their mouth from the other person.
That's terrifying. Is the other person like coughing out bits of the nut, or did they just swallow it and we don't even know what happened?
I think I don't ever want to know where it went, and I think that's sort of a deal that they have when they do this, is that they have a very close relationship, obviously, but they also have some secrets that they need to keep from each other, and I don't know if they stuff it in their mouth, like in the corners, or if they swallow the whole thing, and that's making them really sick.
Grind it up, the shell.
Mm-hmm.
That is incredibly romantic. I bet if they ever do a live action
It's the most beautiful thing I've ever thought
of Lady and the Tramp, that's what they're going to do.
I would love to see this with dogs. Yeah, yeah.
I was once making out with someone and she had a whole, you know, when you get like a cluster of grapes and then you take the grapes off and you've got the big, like, it's like a multi-stem. It's like a super stem.
Yes.
And she had a super stem in her mouth.
Mega sticker.
It's a mega sticker of stems. And by the way, a mega sticker, if anyone somehow doesn't know, is when you have a sheet of stickers, you take off all the stickers and then you're left with what went around them. And that is the mega sticker, obviously.
It's also sticky. Second word of the week just dropped.
And yeah, new word of the week, mega sticker. And so when she kissed me and gave me the super stem, I tied it into like a pretzel. And then I went,
Chah! Oh, wow.
There you go.
Oh, and it was so beautiful to the cough.
Me deeply.
It must have been, yeah. I mean, feeding someone grapes is obviously so so romantic. And then to cough out a pretzel made of those grapes.
But feeding them a grape stem is almost more.
That's really, really awesome. I think the best version of that would be you stuff your mouth with grapes,
right.
you make out so hard the other person gets all the grapes. Things stem in. Yeah, all of it.
Okay,
of
you just push it in. Okay, good.
And then you're making out for so long
so hard.
When the grapes get back to you, they are wine.
I like that.
That's romantic.
No,
that's romantic.
I think now that we've told everyone how to get laid, the episode's over. Where are we going to take it from?
Where are we going to take it from here? Yeah, I mean, we always get to this. We always get to sex tips.
And then we're out.
Like a Cosmo. And yeah, and now that'll
that
do it.
That was our 17 magazine segment, and now we got a skedaddle. Tough shit, bitch. Go get laid.
Because you just do it. What are you doing?
Yeah. Do it.
Just make wine in your mouth. Yeah, come on.
Why make wine in your toilet when you can make wine in your mouth?